everyone, it's me, it's Swirl Girl. How you doing? Welcome to a recording that I'm going to call Drive Time with Swirl Girl. That's right, I'm driving. And I know, shame on me for talking and driving, but I'm bored and I'm lonely and I want to talk. And I'm in a car by myself. And I'm about an hour in on a 4-hour trip. And I've already, like, sung really loudly and very poorly for, like, the last hour. And I want to talk. And I have some things that I want to talk about because I want to get them off my chest. And so I'm going to dump them all on you. Haha. So, a couple of the things that I want to talk about. I want to talk about long-distance relationships. And I want to talk about a couple of the lifestyles that I am a part of. So, long-distance relationships. I think I can sum this up best by telling geography that it needs to go fuck itself. Okay, I'm tired of geography. It needs to get just, like, fucked in the ass and punched in the face. I'm tired of geography getting in the way of me, you know, being with people who I want to be with. I am tired of time zones and time zone differences. And I'm tired of distance. Fucking sucks. And that's all I'll say about that. So yeah, long distance relationships, very difficult, I think. And that's pretty much it on that one. Just sucks. Fuck geography. Fuck it hard. Fuck it right in the ass. Okay, so my involvement in a couple lifestyles. Well, that brings me to the purpose of my trip. I traveled these 4 hours to spend a couple of days in a city away from mine to visit with my daddy. Now, if you are not a part of the, BDSM world, I guess, or the DDLG, the Daddy Dom Little Girl world, sometimes people find the use of the term daddy to be slightly off-putting, and I get it. It seems kind of weird, and I know it's something that I resisted at first. Like, I'm not going to call you daddy. Like, what the fuck? I still call my own dad daddy. But as I have delved more deeply into BDSM, and as I have discovered that I am a total subby, I've discovered, too, that DDLG just fits. It's what I need. It's what I like. I like having a dom. I like being submissive to someone. But I like having a daddy dom. I like having someone who, I mean, sure, somebody who punishes me or, you know, who gives me spanks. Oh, yeah. Total shameless self-promotion. If you want to hear me getting spanked, go to my subreddit. Or if you're listening to this on my subreddit, listen to me getting spanked. Warning, male voice. You do hear my daddy in there, but it's pretty good. And if you have no idea about the daddy dom, little girl lifestyle, or BDSM, and you're like, what is all that shit about? And you want to kind of hear it in action, I think the spanking post that I put up is a pretty good example. My daddy did a fantastic job of mixing the stern punishment and the caring daddy, the affection with the pain. It was all so very good. It was very, very... Fuck, it was very good. And so, yeah, I was visiting my daddy over the past couple days. We have been in a long-distance relationship. We've been talking for about 6 months. And I had the opportunity to go and visit him, and oh my gosh, was it nerve-wracking. Especially because, and this is going to sound really arrogant on my part, and I apologize, but he was a huge fan of my audios that I used to post on Gone Wild Audio. He was like a huge fan, like super stalker huge fan, and I give him shit about it. But, you know, because he was such a huge fan and he listened to my stuff, it was almost like, and here's the part where I sound arrogant, but it was almost like for him, meeting a celebrity or meeting somebody that he's been fantasizing about for almost a year. And it was very nerve-wracking for me because I'm like, well, shit, I'm not going to live up to any fantasy that anybody has. So I was just worried that he was going to show up and take one look at me and be like, oh, never mind. Now, luckily, thank God that didn't happen. I think we hit it off pretty well, and there was as much chemistry in person as there is online and through text and on the phone. So, okay, thank goodness for that. And I know he was nervous meeting me. Like, he thought that, you know, I was going to be the same way, that I would look at him and be like, nope. But no, he was exactly what I thought he was going to be, and it was very good. So, there was that. There were moments where I kind of felt like I was on an episode of Catfish, kind of. Like, I needed Nev or Neve, whatever his name is, and that other dude there with me. But this one would have been a happy ending. There was no catfishing. Like I said, he was exactly who he said he was. I'm who I said I was. And we had a really good time, made a connection. That's why this leaving sucks, because I... and I could tie this into the DDLG thing too, because I am kind of a spoiled little brat. I am very greedy, and I did not get enough. I don't think I've ever gotten enough of anyone who I cared about or who I wanted to be with. So greedy. So whereas I'm very, very thankful and just so fucking happy that these past few days happened, I'm also like, I want more. Give me more. But that's typical of me, and my greed has gotten me in trouble many, many times, so I'm trying to be good. And, okay, so that brings me to something else that I wanted to talk about, and that is, before I go on to that, so I want to talk about the DDLG lifestyle and BDSM in general. BDSM is something that I've always kind of been into, maybe like, you know, mostly out of just curiosity. And then within the past year or so, I really started getting involved with it. I never thought that I was a masochist. I never thought that I was a submissive. When I started off, geez, probably like 2 years ago now, with a certain little special somebody, I was his dom. I still am his dom. And for the longest time, I thought, I'm not a submissive. There is no way that I am a submissive. I'm in control. I'm the dom. It's that way. But I have come to realize that I am such a little subby. Oh my goodness. And it just totally fits my personality. And DDLG fits my personality. One, I giggle excessively. Two, I do have some, like, little tendencies. I'm sometimes kind of childlike, giggling aside. But I think most importantly, I like to be taken care of. I like somebody who's going to take charge and who's going to make sure that I'm being good. And I really like that. And it's so contradictory for me. It's so almost like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, because like it almost causes like some sort of cognitive dissonance for me. It causes like me to go like, what? I don't need somebody to like call me up before I go to bed and make sure that I've taken out my contacts and taken my medicine, that I brushed my teeth. Like, I don't need that. I'm a grown ass fucking woman. Like, I take care of myself. But when my daddy does that for me, it just, I just melt. And yeah, when he says things like, daddy knows best, or you'll do this because daddy said, again, more melting, more, oh, my goodness. So, the DDLG, you know, the daddy dom little girl lifestyle, I am all about that. I mean, I'm not a hardcore little like some people. I mean, I obviously have done recordings like in a little voice. I may own multiple pairs of Hello Kitty socks. I may be wearing a pair right now. But I'm not a hardcore little, but I am just like the consummate little sister. I have like a huge amount of older brothers. I am the youngest. I tend to be friends with people who are firstborns or only children. I like people who make decisions and take control. And for the most part, I'm pretty happy with that. I like when people take care of me. And so that's why that lifestyle fits me. And I know people think it's kind of weird. They're like, why are you calling that dude daddy? Like, that's just creepy. But it's not. It's not creepy at all. I think I made this point in a post somewhere, or not in a post, but in a comment, that it's so ironic that, you know, if I call somebody daddy, people are like, oh, that's so messed up. You got, like, daddy issues and shit. And, like, no, I don't have daddy issues. But if somebody calls me baby or honey or sweetie or any of those other, you know, cute little pet names that we would either call a child or a loved one, like, nobody bats an eye. It's, you know, somebody can call me baby or sweetie, and it's okay, but if I call my daddy daddy, then it's bad. Or at least that's what people think, but it's not. Because it's not daddy as in, like, incest daddy. It's daddy as in, like, you are the man who is taking care of me. And I like that. I like it a lot. And so I said there was another lifestyle. Like, I live a lot of lifestyles. I'm really stylish and stuff. I'm also, I think, what I would consider poly, like polyamorous. You know, just to disclose some information about myself. I try not to say too much, but I am married. And I have been married for, like, married years are like dog years. So I've been married for, like 48 years now, I think, or something like that. No, I've been with the husband for a long, long time, over about 20 years now. And we have a good marriage, a very good marriage. We are, like, I don't even want to be cliche and say we're best friends, because it's more than that. It's not a friendship. I mean, there is definitely a friendship, and we get along like friends. But there's more. He's not a friend. He is family. Like, he's family. Like, I don't know how else to explain it other than to say that. And we do have a good marriage. We have a great marriage. I have absolutely no plans on getting divorced, on leaving him, on any of that. And so it probably then seems very contradictory or really slutty, maybe, that I'm talking about leaving my daddy, you know, and I'm talking about somebody who takes care of me not only, like, in a personal way, but in a sexual way as well. And I think it's hard for a lot of people to understand, but I think if you're someone who has the poly mindset, it makes total sense. And For me, I can love my husband and be happy with my marriage, and I can also be very, very fond of my daddy, and I can have sex with him, and he fulfills a part of me that my husband does not. And, you know, there are maybe a couple other people who, and if you are listening, you know who you are, who fulfill different parts of me. And so I don't see that my feelings for any of them take away the feelings I have for anyone else. Okay, if that makes sense. And I know people would be like, that doesn't make sense. You know, you're married, you can't love someone else, you can't be involved with someone else, You can't love someone or, you know, care about somebody else in that romantic way. And I would disagree because it's sort of almost like, you know, parental love. It would be like saying, oh, well, you already have one kid. Well, you can't have two. How are you going to love two children? Well, of course you love both children. And you love them in different ways. And if you have 20 kids, you love them all in different ways. And you love them, I don't want to say you love them equally, but not the same. And I think that's how I feel about all of my partners. and I of course hesitate to use the word love because I don't say that very often. And it's not a word that I use with many people, but I do. I love them all in their own way. And they all fulfill a different part of me. And, you know, I'm sure some of you are thinking, well, see, you are a greedy bitch there, Swirl Girl. Why can't you just be happy with one guy? And I saw a really cool cartoon that addressed that issue. It was like, well, don't you feel selfish for, you know, needing all these people to fulfill you? And the person, the poly person, kind of retorted, well, isn't it selfish to think that one person needs to fulfill all of my needs? And that's how I kind of feel. Like, the husband is not capable of fulfilling all of my needs. And why, you know, he's not into BDSM. He doesn't like to inflict pain on me. He doesn't, if you've read through my post history at all, you know that we're in kind of like what they would call a dead bedroom situation. The husband has no sex drive, is not interested in sex. I don't know if that's going to last or what, but it's not worth ending my marriage and disrupting, you know, 20 years of my life over. And he and I have had some really deep conversations, some really painful conversations where, you know, it came down to him having to let me, like, be myself. Kind of like Peter on Family Guy. You let me be myself. And, you know, he has to let me explore these other sides of me. And so I don't want to say he, like, wholeheartedly loves it. Like, he's not a cuckold. He's not, like, into hot wifing or anything like that where he's like, ooh, send me pictures of you and your daddy together and stuff like that. Like, no, he doesn't. No. He wants me to be happy and he wants me to be fulfilled. He doesn't want to hear about stuff. And I have a very similar relationship with maybe a couple other people, too, where they know about everyone else in my life. I try to be really, really open and honest. And, you know, I make sure everybody knows where I stand. I'm not leaving my husband. There are other people. But when I'm with somebody, when I'm in the moment with them, it's all about them. If that makes any sense whatsoever. And I know for a lot of people, it's like unfathomable. How can I go and have sex with somebody else and share these like beautiful moments with somebody else and then go home to my husband or, you know, talk to somebody else online or whatever it is I do. All the slutty, slutty things that I do. but I can because what I did with my daddy doesn't have anything to do with my husband. It doesn't take away my love for him. It doesn't take away, you know, my history with him. I don't think it like taints me in any sort of way. It doesn't make me dirty. It doesn't make me a bad person. I think it makes me a more complete person because, especially, and if any of you are in the situation where you are the high libido partner and you have a low libido partner, you can't force somebody to have sex with you. Whether it's your spouse or anyone else. Like, you can't expect somebody who's just not aroused, not interested in sex, to have sex with you. Like, that's disgusting, and that's rape, and that, you know, I'm not going to use guilt and manipulation to force my husband to fulfill me sexually. It's just, it wouldn't work for him, and I can't do it. And I also don't want to resent him, though, because that part of me remains unfulfilled. And that's why I think that us being open and and us being poly, just, it works. And so if you ever have any doubts about that, or if you want to talk about it, let me know, because I'm really kind of, you know, exploring it and understanding it and making like 25-minute long audios about it. But like I said, I'm bored and lonely and I want to talk. So I talked a lot. So to sum things up, geography's a bitch. Leaving sucks. Daddy Doms are great. Spanking is great. Did I mention that I recorded it? You should listen to it. Seriously. Go. Right now. Listen to my daddy spank me. It's pretty cool. sorry. And I think being polyamorous is totally legit. And it's not just an excuse to cheat. Because I'm not cheating. Yeah. I'm not cheating. It's not cheating. There's no lying. The husband knew where I was. He knew the purpose of me going there. Does he want to hear about the details when I get home? Absolutely not. But does he want me to be happy? He does. And I want the same for him. And so, look, I'm like going on and on about it again. But yeah, if you ever want to talk about that stuff, just let me know. Or if you want me to make like, you know, 30-minute long posts about it again, I could do that too. I can do that too. It's whatevs, you know, I can talk about anything. so if you listen to this, fucking crazy. Like, what the hell? You must be really bored. But if you did, I really appreciate it. And I would give you a hug and say thank you. So yeah, but I'm gonna go now. Cause I still have like 2 more hours to drive. And I miss my daddy. So thanks for listening. And thanks for keeping me company. Bye.